Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Minor League Report, a report that drops every Tuesday and Friday with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. A lot to get into, as we always do on a Tuesday and a Friday morning. From Adolis Garcia, he's now been called up to the big leagues, did not make a debut last night, but what does he bring to the table? We'll talk about that. Lane Thomas making a name for himself, an outfielder at AAA. The Cardinals Minor League Pitchers and Players of the Month on TheCardinalNation.com. And the trickle-down effect of having all these players called up to the big leagues, what does it mean for AAA, AA, and Single A? There's a lot of movement with the minor league system. All that and more is coming up on this edition of the Minor League Report. It's presented by Schnucks. If you're thinking groceries, think local, think Schnucks. Also by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Hot Shots has been a proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years, 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. So swing by for great food, cold drinks, and all the games all the time. Get more info, find out more at hotshotsnet.com. If you're a Cardinal fan, head over to Hot Shots, check out their Cardinals specials available during all Cardinal games. And if you're a fantasy football player, no better place to go with great drink and food specials for your fantasy football draft. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
It's a Tuesday morning, and that means it's time for the Minor League Report. And we always have the chance to visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. And I get so much feedback from folks that go to Scoops with DannyMac.com because they just cannot get enough baseball, which means they can't get enough of the major leagues and certainly the stars of tomorrow. And Brian, one of those stars of tomorrow is a star of now, potentially, Adolis Garcia. He was called up prior to the game after Tyler O'Neill was put on the DL. We've talked about him a lot on these reports, but Adolis has been red hot. Give us a little background on what you think of this young man.
Well, 25-year-old, but it's easy to forget this is only his second full year playing ball in the U.S. So, you know, to be in the major leagues is a pretty big accomplishment. And we saw had a great spring, had a slow first half of the season, picked it up in June, and then in July, he went into this extra gear. I mean, 10-game hitting streak, hits in 17 of 15 games, 8 doubles, 10 home runs, 25 RBI in 25 games. I mean, the guy was just on fire. And the way Stubby Clapp put it was, he said, well, we had a lot of hand-slapping coming around third base. Which, you know, in the minor leagues, of course, the manager is the third base coach. So, you know, Garcia has earned this opportunity. You know, obviously it's a shame that Tyler O'Neill's injured again. It seems like every time he gets a shot, you know, he gets a trip to the DL. But Adolis Garcia, you know, has been a hot player. And I'm excited to see if and when Mike Schilt puts him in the lineup. One of the things I learned in Memphis is that not only does Garcia have a strong arm, knew that already in right field, what I was told by Keith Selby, the Memphis announcer, is that the other team, the word's out, other teams, they don't even try to run on him. So his assists are down this year, but it's only because the word is out, don't run on Garcia, period.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, we hear the term five-tool player used an awful lot. He's got very good speed. You mentioned he's 25, so he's from Cuba. It's taken a little while for him to adjust maybe to life in the United States and getting acclimated to that life off the field. But 25, big arm, speed, his hit for power. And we're going to see him at some point. What's his best asset as you evaluate Adolis Garcia?
Well, I think the arm defensively is his most standout tool. But I think a power-hitting outfielder is something you can't get enough of. And Garcia, you know, has the capability to be a power hitter in the major leagues. And I think that's going to be, you know, going to be his ticket. I mean, all the talk about Tyler O'Neill, and for good reason. Well, Garcia has 21 home runs in 95 games. He's obviously shown that he can play at that next level of competition below the major leagues. And you know, who knows whether it'll be the first time up or the second time or the third, but I think Garcia's definitely got a major league career ahead of him.
Brian, we've seen a lot of guys come up, and because of that, other players need to come up throughout the system to fill holes. Some of these guys are real good prospects. One of them is Lane Thomas. Tell me just a little bit about this young man. I saw him in spring training briefly, not a ton because of Arozarena and Garcia were getting the primary at-bats and playing time in spring training. But Lane Thomas, I guess, is really starting to catch some eyes.
Yeah, Lane Thomas was an interesting guy because, you know, we've talked before about the Cardinals having excess international cap money and then, you know, leveraging that to get players. Well, that's what they did last year with Lane Thomas. They got him from Toronto straight up for international cap money. But after just a handful of games at Palm Beach, he suffered an injury and was out for the rest of the year. And that's really been the problem with Lane Thomas. The guy has great capabilities, but he's often been injured. And so I asked him, hey, you know, what's going on this year? Why are you having this breakout year that you've had at Springfield? And he said, hey, it's simple. I'm the same guy I always was. I'm just healthy for the first time. And Stubby Clapp had seen him in the Toronto organization when he worked there and, you know, was really excited about the Cardinals getting him. Johnny Rodriguez, who was Lane Thomas's manager for most of the year in Springfield before Thomas was just promoted to Memphis last week, just raves about him. Stubby's conclusion is, he called him Bader 1.0, not 2.0. He called him Bader 1.0, and I think it's a pretty good comparison because Thomas was second in the system in home runs last month with 9. He also drove in 22 runs to Garcia's 25, but he also led the system with 5 triples.
Mm.
And well, Thomas's MO is that he's a guy that runs hard out of the box every time, turns singles into doubles, turns doubles into triples. And, an exciting guy. He just, got his first chance in Memphis and is playing not quite as well as Garcia, but he's made a very solid first impression in AAA.
I'm curious about, and I just mentioned this, all the guys getting called up. There's a trickle-down effect with trying to fill spots in the minor leagues. What has happened at both AAA, AA, and Single-A with some of the movement maybe because of what's happened with the big club?
Well, I mean, just we were talking about the outfield. Let's look at Memphis outfield right now. Is Williams, who came over from Toronto in the trade, Arozarena, who was in AA last month, and Lane Thomas, who was in AA last month. So there's not an outfielder right now on the Memphis roster, who was there, 20 days ago, 30 days ago. And on the other end, the pitching rotation. I mean, we've talked a lot about the young pitchers that have come to St. Louis. Well, you know, the Flaherty's and Gombers and Gantz, Ponce de Leon, Hudson's, they're all with St. Louis. So the rotation are a bunch of the guys who spent the start of the season not only in Springfield, but also one or two that were at Palm Beach. So I mean, I'm talking about Connor Jones, Austin Warner, both of those down, and then Jake Woodford, Chris Ellis. These are guys that are good, but not great prospects. These guys are kind of the next tier down. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting with players, you know, called up who are not as experienced at the AAA level, maybe don't quite have the same pedigree as the guys they replaced, whether they're going to be able to take Memphis to their second consecutive Pacific Coast League title.
For fans that don't know, Brian Walton covers the minor league system every single day with writers in every city. And Brian just came off, a 12 or 13-day trip around the minor league. So you got a chance to see some of the top players in the system. You also do an evaluation with your Cardinals minor leaguers that are players and pitchers of the month. So give me who stood out for you in your award rankings for the month of July.
Well, among hitters, Adolis Garcia was our obvious choice. He was also the organization's choice as player of the month. And on Monday, Garcia was also announced as the Pacific Coast League player of the month for July. So, you know, Garcia's performance was very solid. On the offensive side, we talked about Lane Thomas. Another guy that we mentioned in an earlier report, Andy Young, who moved up from Palm Beach to Springfield, hit 9 home runs last month, and pretty exciting for a second base, third base guy. Another player that we haven't talked about is the first big signee from this year's international draft class. He's a third baseman from a Dominican named Malcolm Nunez. And granted, he's in the Dominican Summer League, and he's still a teen. But this young man drove in 25 runs last month, 25 RBI, 9 doubles. And so, you know, looks like an interesting find, another third baseman. On the pitching side, the pitchers of the month, the Cardinal Nation had a different choice from the Cardinal organization. The Cardinal organization selected Daniel Ponce de Leon, and they often pick what I would call the top prospect pitcher of the month, whereas we look at the stats and pick the best pitcher no matter who he is at what level. And the guy we picked is a young man at Peoria named Alex Fogaldi. And we're talking about a 30th rounder here. You know, it doesn't light up the radar gun, but he can pitch. And he had a 0.90 ERA last month, struck out 29 in 30 innings. And so, you know, Alex Fogaldi, who knows whether he'll make the major leagues, but he has been just phenomenal at Peoria this year. And as a result, earned a promotion to Palm Beach in the Florida State League. So, again, those domino moves happen all the way down the system.
Have you seen that things settle down after the trade deadline throughout the minor leagues?
Well, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's something like 26 transactions in 2 days. So, yeah, things have pretty much calmed down in recent days. Now, you know, there'll be the moves when guys are getting healthy at St. Louis, and there'll be the trickle downs. But, you know, nothing of the major point. It's the final month now of the season, and I think they want to stabilize rosters. And to that end, you know, one of the players that hasn't been promoted that a lot of fans would like to see is Nolan Gorman, who was named the Appalachian League Player of the Week on Monday for the prior week. And Nolan Gorman, of course, is the Cardinals' first-round pick this June, 18 years old out of Arizona. And he's leading the Appalachian League in home runs with 11, having a real nice year. But, I mean, it's his first time away from home. It's his first time in baseball. And Nolan Gorman's going to be in the competition for Peoria next spring anyway, whether he finishes at Johnson City or State College. So if I was, Gary LaRocque running the farm system, I'd keep Nolan Gorman at Johnson City and let him continue to perform well and let him have that high level of confidence and see what they have next spring.
Finally, Brian, for folks that go to your website, what is featured right now at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, I'll tell you, I think we had 6 new articles on Monday alone. We're obviously focusing on these players of the week and players of the month. There were several others as well. We, of course, wrote about the O'Neill, Adolis Garcia moves, our in-depth report from the Gulf Coast League. And for those who are really into it, the Cardinals' second pick in this draft, Griffin Roberts, made his debut in the Gulf Coast League. And our reporter there not only talked about his stuff, but we even have his spin rate. There's lots of detail about him and the action in the Gulf Coast League. And then, of course, our daily reports and every transaction that occurs across the system, we break down not only in terms of the move, but also the implications to the player and the roster. So lots of good content. A lot of it's free. Some of it's for subscribers. But I guarantee you, if you choose to subscribe, you'll get your money's worth.
It is the best minor league site on the St. Louis Cardinals, unquestionably. Brian, thanks for joining us every Tuesday and Friday, and I'll talk to you this upcoming Friday from Kansas City. Thank you.
Take care, Dan.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. A reminder on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, an amazing story is unfolding, and that is Rick Ann Keel. He will attempt a comeback and try to pitch. I have an interview late last night, had the chance to catch up with Rick. You can hear that at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And also, Mondays with Mo is posted. Yesterday's conversation with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. And I'll have a game preview coming up tonight. It's the Cardinals and the Miami Marlins in game number 2 of their series. Thanks for checking out ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.